Turn with me in your Bibles this evening to the book of Job. Now, when I first got saved, I thought that was Job. And so I never read that book because I'd never worked in my life. And alcoholics and drug addicts don't work a whole lot. And then I found out it was Job, not Job. I thought, man, if I started reading that book of Job, God would convict me and I'd have to go to work someday. So, Job chapter 9 and verse 19. Little tiny verse. I think you'll see a lot in it this evening. We're going to zero in on the second half. Job 9:19. If it is a matter of strength, indeed he is strong. In other words, if you need strength, God will be your strength. Jesus will be your strength. Now listen to this. And if it is a matter of justice, who will appoint my day in court? We're going to dismiss church tonight, okay? Let's just totally dismiss church. Let's not have church. Let's have court, okay? This is your day in court. It's my day in court. Pastor's day in court, okay? Everyone here individually is on trial this evening. You say, Richard, if I'm going to court this evening, kind of like to know what I did. Well, I want you to know you're the defendant. You're the accused here this evening, okay? And I'm going to put myself in the same category. I'm going to talk to your pastor just like he's one of us because he is, okay? And this pastor, all right? When you hear me say the word defendant or the word accused, insert your name. You are on trial this evening. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it must die. And you and I have committed the very terrible, horrible crime of sin. You say, oh, Richard, come on, man. Give me a break, will you? Man, I hear that all the time. You know, I sin every day, Richard, in word, thought, or deed. In word, thought, or deed, I mess up, I blow it, man. I disappoint God. I sin every day. Well, maybe you and I have forgotten something. Sin, according to God's law book, and we're going to use this law book in this courtroom this evening. According to God's law book, sin is not a misdemeanor. Never has been, never will be. Sin is a capital crime, punishable by death, eternal damnation, away from the love of God, in hell for eternity. Sin is a capital crime, folks. The soul that sinneth, it must die. The wages of sin is death. The Bible also said it is appointed on a man once to die, and after that, the judgment. You're going to get a preview, maybe, this evening of your day in court. I'm just pointed on a man wants to die. After that, the judgment. So you and I are on trial for our very lives. Our very lives. You say, Richard, man, I'll go along with this evening. But man, if I'm on trial, you know, and capital punishment is staring me in the face, man, man, I need a good lawyer. Sure do. You sure do. And you don't want a court-appointed lawyer either. I've had those. I've had court-appointed lawyers. I've sat in jail, folks, for 6, 7, 8 months waiting to go to court on something that I did. And 10 minutes before I would be handcuffed and taken up to the courtroom, my court-appointed lawyer would come and say, now, which one are you? Hey man, I'm Richard Koss. Let's get this thing straight. Now what is it, let's see here, that you've done? 10 minutes! And they build their little speech before the judge. You don't want a court-appointed lawyer, okay? You just don't. You just don't. They don't do a whole lot for you, okay? 99 times out of 100, court-appointed lawyers will fail you, okay? That's the way our system works today. You're not going to get much out of them. You need a lawyer. I need a lawyer. If we're on trial for our very lives, the soul that sinneth, it must die. We need a lawyer. We need an attorney who's never, ever, 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 ever lost a case and never will. You say, "Oh, Richard, I think I know where you're going with this man, Perry Mason." No. Listen, folks. Perry Mason is a TV guy, man. That's fake. That's phony. That's not real, okay? I mean, what you see on television is not real. Don't buy into that. I'll be sitting around the house and Matlock will come on. And I'll get my money clip out and I'll say, "Phyllis, I bet you $10 he wins." That's a sure bet, isn't it? Matlock always wins, man. Matlock never loses, but he's a fictional character. Okay, don't believe. Don't buy into what you see on TV, okay? Watch out for what you read in the newspapers. You know, if you want to find out what happened yesterday, read your newspaper. Watch the evening news. They'll tell you what happened yesterday. If you want to find out what's going to happen tomorrow, read the Word. We need a lawyer who won't just come and see us 10 minutes before we go to court and give a little 3-minute speech and hope for the best. We need a lawyer who be a friend, sticketh closer than a brother. And I believe I found one in the Bible. He's called the Christian's Advocate. One who speaks and goes before you and I. His name is Jesus Christ. He has never, ever, ever, ever lost a case, and I don't believe he ever, ever, ever will, folks. We need the Lord Jesus as our attorney, as our advocate this evening. Because you see, the prosecuting attorney is Satan, the accuser of the brethren. And he accuses them day and night before the Father. Satan is the prosecuting attorney. And he's going to try and burn us, fry us, the death penalty, capital punishment for our sin. And he's pretty smart. He uses a lot of tricks. He's pretty wise. So we need the best lawyer we can get. And your lawyer and my lawyer tonight, Jim's lawyer, pastor's lawyer, will be none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan, we'll put him over here. We'll put you and I with our attorney over here. Satan will try and burn us. We'll see what happens tonight. And for a judge in this courtroom, we've got Almighty God. The Bible calls him the King of Kings. He's the Judge of Judges. He's the Ancient of Time, the Ancient of Days. He's been around a long, long time. And by the way, there's no jury. For God is judge and jury. Okay? And if you're found guilty this evening, it's all over but the crying. If you're found guilty and you're cast into the lake of fire this evening, hell's damnation, the ACLU will not be coming to your rescue. No other anti-death penalty groups will be coming to save your soul. It's all over. If God raises His holy gavel and slams it on His eternal bar of justice, and this word comes out of His mouth, guilty. It's all over. It's eternity in hell, away from the love of God. But if God raises His holy gavel this evening, and as He slams it down on His eternal bar of justice, and you hear these words, not guilty. Praise God. Praise God. God raises His holy gavel and He slams it on His eternal bar of justice and He says, "Court's in session." Mr. Prosecuting Attorney, you may present your case. And Satan stands and points his crooked finger at God and he says, "God, Judge, I will prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that the defendant," insert your name, that's you pastor, that's me, that's everybody in this room, "that the defendant, the accused, is guilty of the crime of sin, because God, you've even written it in your law book, the soul that sinneth it must die, the wages of sin is death, and you have no choice but to send a sinning soul to hell with me for eternity. And I call," Satan says, "for my first witness, I call Adam to the stand." Wow. There's a rumble in the courtroom. Adam. Man, I didn't think I'd get to see Adam till maybe I got to heaven. But man, I'm going to get to see him now in this courtroom. And Adam comes. You swore to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God, Adam, I do. Be seated. And Satan says, Adam, tell us a little bit about yourself. And Adam says, well, you know, God wanted some companionship and some fellowship. And so out of the dust of the ground, God created me for fellowship, that I might walk in eternity, forever with Him. And for me, He created my wife, Eve. And God did that. And Satan says, but something happened. Something went wrong in the garden. And the smile leaves Adam's face. And he says, well, yes, I'd rather not talk about it. No, you will talk about it, Satan says. I want you to give your testimony. What happened in the garden? Well, you see, my wife and I sinned. We disobeyed God. We did something God told us not to do, and we sinned. And as a result, Satan says, of your sin, what happened to the human race? Adam says, well, you see, because of one man's sin entered into the whole human race, and through my loins came the human race, but the whole human race is filled with sin. And because of me, everybody, every man, boy and girl, every woman, every grandma, every grandpa is born a sinner. That's all. You may step down. Adam steps down. You say to your attorney, Jesus Christ, Jesus, aren't you going to object? Man, that's pretty condemning. They just had Adam on the stand, and man, you didn't object, man. Adam just flat said that the whole human race is involved in sin, and I'm a sinner, and man, I'm on trial for my very life. And Jesus, your attorney, my attorney says, trust me. Put your faith and trust in me. I'll see you through this trial. Okay. But I wish you'd say something, Jesus, once in a while. I watched the OJ trial, and they objected to everything. And man, you could just object once in a while and trust me. Put your faith and trust in me. I'll see you through. And Satan says, for my second witness, I call Moses. Wow. Here's another guy we didn't think we'd see maybe till eternity. Oh, wow, Moses. It's Moses, and he comes in the courtroom, and he's got a staff and some stone tablets, and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, Moses, I do, be seated. And Satan says, what do you have in your hand, Moses? And he says, I have the Ten Commandments. And he says, Moses, tell us how many of the Ten Commandments that preacher has broken. And Satan begins to read off the Ten Commandments that the accused, you and I, the defendant, has broken. And he finishes at 8. The defendant, broke 8 of the Ten Commandments. And you turn to your attorney, my attorney, Jesus, and say, Jesus, man, Adam testified against me. I mean, these are Christian folks. Moses is a Christian. Testified against me, man. And I've broken 8 of the Ten Commandments. Jesus, aren't you going to object? And the Lord Jesus says, no, you haven't broken 8 of the Ten Commandments. Because if you've broken one, you've broken all. Man, now my own attorney's against me. Man, oh man, this is a real bummer. I should have got Perry Mason or someone else, maybe Matlock. Man, Jesus, you got to help me. I've told you over and over and over again to trust me. Well, when did you do that? I told you in my word. I told you, weren't you a deacon? Well, yeah. Yeah, I've been a deacon. Didn't you read your Bible? Well, not much. You know, most deacons don't. But Jesus, if you'll get me out of this, I'll do better. I promise. And just object once in a while. Will you please, man? I'm going to die, man. I'm on trial for my very life. And Satan says, for my third and last witness, I call the recording angel. Have you not read in Daniel chapter 7? And the court was seated and the books, plural, were opened. Have you not read in Revelation The court was seated and the books, plural, were all opened. And the recording angel comes. Do you swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, recording angel? And the recording angel says, I do, be seated. And he's got volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes on mankind. Every human who's ever lived. And Satan says, would you look up Richard David Koss? Keep in mind, he's looking up your name too. Young and old, looking up your name. But in my case, he begins to get to the C's and the C-O's and the S and then another S, C-O-S-S. And he goes down through about 100 of them. Here it is. Richard David Koss, born July 19th, 1944. Oh, he says, there's a long list of bad deeds here. And he begins to read as Satan commands him, read. And he's reading your list. And all our dirty laundry is hung out on the line for everyone to see. And hours pass by as he testifies. Word, thought, indeed. But Brother Richard, I never killed anybody. Oh, but you wanted that woman dead. You wanted to kill that guy. Remember, God's word says if we just think it, we've done it. Wow. And finally, he finishes. In my case, you hear about my 32 arrests, my terrible crimes, and going to prison, in and out of prison, in and out of prison. What a mess. You may step down, recording angel, Satan says. And you look at your attorney, my attorney, Jesus Christ, Jesus, man, there was an angel testifying against me, man, and hung all my dirty laundry out for everyone to see and hear. And Jesus, you didn't, man, you didn't object. I've told you, put your faith and trust in me. Fear not, fear not. I told you 31 times in the Bible to fear not. One for every day of the month. One for every day of the month. Fear not, fear not, fear. I am with thee. I will never leave thee or forsake thee. I will see you all the way through to the end. You said all that? If you'd have read the Bible, if you'd have read the Word, if you'd have paid attention in Sunday school and when the pastor preached, you'd have known that. Oh man, get me out of this. I'll do better. I didn't go to church a whole lot, but if you'll get me out of this, Jesus, I promise I'll start church real regular, and I'll even tithe a little bit. I will. Just get me out of this, man. Well, we make a lot of promises when the heat's turned up, don't we? Huh? Satan is seated. Your attorney, my attorney, the Lord Jesus Christ stands up. He says, God, judge. Father, Satan's mad now. Father, you called him father. This is an impartial court. This is wrong. Why, you can't call the judge father. He is my father. He is my heavenly father. And Satan, you sit down and shut up in my name. And by the way, my name is Jesus Christ. You sit down and shut up. You'll not say another word in this courtroom this evening. Oh, Satan's bound now in Jesus' name. And he's smoking. It's coming out of his ears, out of his nostrils. Man, he's mad, but he can't say a word. Sit there and shut up and smoke, buddy. Father, I will prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that the accused, the defendant, is not guilty of the crime of sin. And I call, the Lord Jesus says, I call for my first witness, the defendant, to the stand. Oh, you didn't tell me. You didn't. No, 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 no. You didn't tell me. Oh, you didn't. You didn't tell me you were going to do this. Oh, yes, I did. I've told you always to be ready to give a good report of that which is within you. Oh man, I should have read my Bible more. I should have studied more. Oh man. Oh, what am I? What, you want me to testify? Yes, I want you to come to the stand, be sworn in, and give your testimony. Oh Jesus, we should have talked about this man. Oh, before we came here this evening. Oh man, what am I going to say? Oh, wait a minute, Lord Jesus, I brought my baptismal certificate with me. And the Lord Jesus says, oh no, don't bring that up here. That doesn't float up here. No, you go to hell all wet up here if all you've got is a baptismal certificate. That don't cut it. Oh, but Jesus. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I've got my. I think I've got something here that says I'm a member of that church. You know, can I tell them I've been a Baptist for 31 years? No, please don't mention that denomination up here. please. There's going to be a lot of Baptists in hell, and see, only born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb believers in heaven. Oh man, what am I, I'm going to go to hell. Oh man, what am I going to say? Well, didn't I not save you when you were a teenager? In that revival meeting? Oh, well, oh yeah, you know, I remember giving my life to you, Jesus, asking you into my heart. I did repent of my sins. Well, then get up on the stand and give your testimony. You swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but whole truth to help you, God? I do. Would you please give your testimony? Well, Jesus, help me. No, I've told you to be ready instant in season as well as out of season. Whatever posture the old devil is in, full attack or full retreat, always be ready to share. Always be ready to give your testimony. I've told you over and over again, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. Man, this should be as natural as the air you breathe. Oh, man, I'm a slow learner. Oh, but I promise, if you'll get me out of here, man, I will be a better Christian. Oh, I promise. Oh, testimony. Oh, yeah, I do have a testimony. I was in a revival meeting, and I remember the God convicting me, and I went forward, and the pastor opened his Bible, and I do have a testimony. I do. You see, I got saved, and I asked Jesus into my heart, and He washed me white as snow, and with His red blood He cleaned me up, and I have atonement on my side. Whew, you know, I do. Whew, praise God. Yeah, I do. Amazing Grace. I can sing that song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, man, you know what? I do have a testimony. Jesus lives in my heart. I do have a testimony. That's what I wanted to hear. You may step down. Oh, Lord. Oh, you got to get me out of this. Be seated. The Lord Jesus says, I call for my second witness. I call the recording angel back, not with the books plural this time, but with the book, the Lamb's Book of Life. The recording angel's already been sworn in. Would you be seated? Would you please look up the defendant's name? The Lord Jesus said, your name, my name. And in my case, it would be Richard Koss. And out of one volume, one book this time, not many books, but one book, the Lamb's Book of Life. Have you not read in Revelation, and the court was seated, and the book was opened, and whosoever's name was not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire? Is your name in there? Is my name in there? And the recording angel turns over the C's and C-O, and here it is, C-O-S-S. Here's some here. Let's see, Koss. Here it is, Richard David Koss, born July 19th, 1944, born again. Born again. Here's his signature. March 16th, 1969. Whew. Jesus, it's in there. It is. Hey, Jesus, it's in there. Oh, man. It's in there. Praise God. I really am saved. Oh, amen. Oh, I'm going to do better. I promise, Jesus. I'm going to do better. You may step down. And the Lord Jesus says, I call for my third and final witness, Father, Judge, I call the Holy Spirit to the stand. Wow, God's power unto salvation. They don't make the Holy Spirit swear an oath, see, because He's the Spirit of truth. Cannot lie. Be seated. And the Lord Jesus says to the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, Holy Spirit, would you share your testimony concerning the defendant, the accused, and search your name? And the Holy Spirit says, why, yes, you see, I was there that day. I'm the power of God that drew that little boy, that drew that little girl, that drew that man, that drew that woman, that drew that grandma, that grandpa. You see, I'm the power of God that drew him, her, unto salvation. I was there. I witnessed the whole thing. You see, when the word was preached, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, I took that message and I put it in their heart, and they repented of their sin and accepted Jesus. You see, I bring them to a point where they'll see Jesus and accept Jesus as their Savior. And if you look real close, the Holy Spirit says, if you look real close, I've put my seal upon them. and the old devil can't get to them. You see, they're sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. Wow. Father, the Lord Jesus says, I rest my case. Lord Jesus, our attorney, our advocate, the Bible says, sits next to us. Oh, man. Whew. Man, I hope God heard all that. Man, trust me. Put your faith and trust me. I said, I'd never leave you, never forsake you. I've saved you for an eternity. You'll never be lost. Trust in me. Oh, man, I'm trying. No, don't try. A lot of Baptists are trying. I want you to trust, okay? There's a big difference between trying and trusting. Forget trying. Trust me. Keep the main thing, and I'm the main thing, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll trust. Oh, just get me out of this. God the Father raises His holy gavel, and as He begins to bring it down on His eternal bar of justice, He says, not guilty. Oh, man. Oh, man, am I relieved. Whew. Wow. Man, I'm saved. I'm safe. Praise God. I get to go to heaven. I don't have to go to hell with the old devil, the prosecuting attorney. Now, the question is here this evening, folks. The eternal question is, do you have a testimony? Oh, Brother Richard, I've got a baptismal certificate. Do you have a testimony? Oh, Brother Richard, I'm a member of a church. Do you have a testimony? The Bible says we overcame Satan. We overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and what? The word of our testimony. Do you have a testimony? Yes, Jesus lives in me. The Bible says examine yourselves. Prove yourselves to see how Jesus is in you. Is He in you? Is He in you? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Have you repented of your sin? The question is, do you have any a testimony? I have a testimony. Folks, March 16th, 1969, a group of Christian men invaded our penitentiary for a one-day revival, and I was one of those men out of 100 and some men that went to the prison chapel that day 28 years ago. And two Baptist deacons that afternoon led me to Jesus, and I got saved. They shared the word. They witnessed to me. They put their hands on me. They prayed for me, and I prayed, and I accepted Jesus. And Jesus changed my life, and that was 28 years ago, and I'm still here today, and I have a testimony, and nobody can take it away from me, not even the devil, because I'm sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. You see, one time I was preaching in the First Lutheran Church of Ashland, Wisconsin. And all but three or four people in that whole church were lost. A couple of saved ladies had heard me somewhere else and said, oh, man, if we could get you in our church. And I said, well, if you can get me an invitation, I'll come. Got a pastor called me, man, and said, Reverend Koss, would you fill our pulpit on such and such a Sunday? So I drove to Ashland. I was raised in that area anyway, and I drove to Ashland doing some prison ministry up in northern Wisconsin, and I got introduced that morning as the Reverend Richard Koss will be our guest lecturer. Man, you'd have thought I was a college professor. And I've just got a GED, man. But I was going to be the guest lecturer. Have you ever been introduced like that? Man, that's pretty cool. Man, did I lecture. I lectured. Well, when it was all said and done, some folks got saved. When it was all said and done, I was leaving. And there was a lady at the door mad. And that happens quite a lot in the meetings I'm in. She was mad. She says, could I speak with you? I want a word with you. And I said, oh, yes, ma'am. How can I help you? She said, why is it that a Baptist like you would come to a Lutheran church and preach a Baptist message? I said, what Baptist message? What are you talking about, lady? She said, that born again junk. We don't believe that around here. I said, lady, that's not a Baptist message. That's a Bible message. That's in the Word of God. God said, ye must be born again. Jesus said it, man, ye must be born again. She said, how do you know you're saved? Do you have a testimony? How do you know you're saved? Do you have a testimony? She asked me, how do you know you're saved? I was there when it happened. do you know you got married?
Well, I think I was there.
I know I was there. I said, I do. And I said, I do to Jesus. I'm married to Christ. Wow, the bride of Christ. I was there when it happened, folks. The eternal question, the question of all questions, is do you have a testimony? If not, tonight, would you come and get a testimony? Give your life to Jesus. The Bible says, do not corrupt the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God's made it so simple. But it's not simple in a lot of churches. A lot of churches, it's hard work. You got to do this and do this and dress like this and look like this and be... No, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth. You see, unto righteousness. Confession is made with the mouth. You see that God hath raised him from the dead. Wow. Jesus rose from the dead to live in our hearts. I didn't know much about it. Jesus was a curse word in my vocabulary 28 years ago. I thought he was Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. All rolled into one. But that day I changed my mind and I accepted him as my Savior and I got saved, folks. He's not a curse word in my vocabulary anymore. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. And I have a testimony. Now, do you have a testimony? If you don't, you can get one before you leave here this evening. And listen to this. Do you have a testimony? If you're a born-again believer and you know, Richard, I'm not going to hell with the old devil. Man, I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt. You can't take that away from me. Man, I'm going to heaven. How often do you give a report of that which was within you? Maybe on the job, a little opportunity. Maybe in the marketplace, a little opportunity. Maybe on the golf course, a little opportunity here, a little door open there. A little window of opportunity here. Let me tell you, honey, you need Jesus. Man, a waitress, a gospel track, and put your tip in it. And honey, here's a little financial tip, but here's the greatest tip of all. Read this when you get home tonight, how to know Jesus as your Savior. I see you got a gospel track rack out here. I never leave home without them. Got them with me all the time. I always have gospel tracks, okay, of one kind or another to share with someone. Are we ready? Richard, I am saved. You see, I'm a grateful Christian. I just haven't gotten over my salvation yet. I haven't gotten over my Savior yet. Every day I thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Number one, He got me out of hell. I got saved from hell. I got saved from myself, praise God. And I get to go to heaven. And I like to tell people about my Savior. I've walked with Him for 28 years. Man, do you know my Jesus? Do you have a need in your life tonight? Let God meet that need. You're hurting tonight? Let Dr. Jesus help you out. He's got the balm of Gilead. I mean, friend, He can love on you. And He can help you through the storms of life. Let's pray together. Father, tonight, without a